This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Man, I tell you, I can't stand when my phone will just automatically go to an emergency call. Does this ever happen? You guys hit the button? Apparently, we have a setting. I think you could dismantle it, but I don't want to. But there's a way where if you hold your phone, there's a way for you to silently call 911. The problem is I keep hitting it, and then it looks like 911 is being called, so I got to be careful with that. So if 911 has been called, please disregard. I was just handling my phone and not sure how I hit the wrong button. That does happen. Okay, so one thing I want to talk about very quickly here is there are many schools that have now gone to four-day school weeks. And I just spoke to another patient this morning where I said, look, I want to take your daughter out of school the next couple days because she's sick. Parents are like, oh, they don't have school tomorrow. As, like, it's kind of a normal thing. They haven't had school on Fridays for a while. And so the question I have, and I'd love to look at data, but we don't really have a lot of data on this, is if children are going to have Fridays off or Mondays off. Some schools are doing Mondays off. No one likes a Monday. Mondays are bad luck. Let's just not work on Monday. If our kids... Remember, I grew up 5 days a week of school. Thanksgiving vacation was only Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, not the whole week. But if kids now have it as a norm, you're off on Fridays, or you're off on Mondays, or you only have a four-day school week, then what is their attitude as adults? Can a child who has never had to work on Friday, all of a sudden, once they're adult, stay in the office or work on a Friday? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's worth a discussion. Now, me, even though I, as a student, was off Saturday and Sunday, I still worked. I still studied. And I did work on Saturdays and Sundays as soon as I moved out. And I went to college, UNLV, go Rebels, Rebel Strong. And I had to support myself. So Saturdays and Sundays have always been work days for me. So technically, I am one example of somebody who had Mondays through Fridays, work a day, Saturdays, Sundays off at school, but still work on the weekends. And I do. I see patients on the weekend through telemedicine. I love working on the weekends. I just do. So, yeah, you can still work. But my problem that I have is society is acting like Fridays are dead days already. That once you get to Friday, people aren't necessarily connected to work. They're not engaged. And so if they're already not engaged on Friday, does it make a difference them being off? Well, my argument to that is, well, then Thursdays are then going to start being the Friday. And people are like, hey, it's Thursday. What are you doing this weekend? And then Thursday's going to turn into the Friday. In fact, there's already some businesses that are making Thursday a half day. Well, if Thursday's a half day, already now Thursday is looking like the easy, you know. And I've worked in places where it's a Friday or somebody's Friday. In the medical setting, you're still working at top speed and at top effort because people are always sick and the weekends are pretty busy. When you bartend, when you wait tables, your weekends are busy. But I've worked in other places where Friday, everybody's checking out. They're talking to each other. They're just there to ride the clock. And I don't want that to be the thing of, I don't think that's very healthy for the labor world. Mind you, having work-life balance is important. I don't think people should be working over 40-hour weeks. I think they should be able to be with their family. Family's way more important than work, especially since these bosses can hire you, fire you. You know, the reason why a lot of us have burnout is we put our careers first, let our families go. And now we look at that and we're like, what did our career ever do for us? No, my family comes first. So I love the idea of us getting our priorities in gear. But we do need gas and electricity on Fridays. We do need medical care on Fridays. We do need groceries on Fridays. We need mechanics on Fridays. We need construction workers. We might not need a lawyer, but you know, there's a lot of industry. You might need a dentist. You know how many dentists are closed on Friday? Patients call in. I am so busy on the weekend with dental complaints. And I'm like, you know, well, can you see a dentist? Well, I can't because the dentist was closed on Fridays. And I get it. You know, dentists had one of the highest suicide rates for years. You know, them deciding, you know what? We'll just close down on Fridays. They're allowed to. I get that. But the problem is life doesn't end. I know it's God's day of rest, the Sabbath. Some of us celebrate it on Saturday. Some of us celebrate it on Sunday. But still, people had to eat. The sun still had to shine. The moon still had to rise. God might have rested, but he still had a situation. He still had a system going. And so if we have the newest generation of kids, the youngest generations, now going, say what? You want me to do what? It's a Friday. Do we really want Friday to be considered the weekend? Are three-day weekends now considered the weekend? Weekend means the end of the week. The week ends Saturday and starts Sunday. Or, for us at work, the week ends on Sunday and starts on Monday, however you look at it. Usually Sunday's the start of the week. So weekend means it's the end of that. Instead, we're starting to change it into 2 days off, 3 days off, 3.5 days off. And I don't know if that's sustainable. Now, some people could say, Dr. Dahlia, it works. Everybody's happy. Employees are happy. Employees are happy. That's nice. But are employees actually staying home and locked in their house all those days? Some of them are going to the movies. Some of them are going to a show. We need individuals working on the weekend. So society's answer to that is, well, this is what we'll do. We'll only have that their shift. So people who cover the weekend will have off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You can make that work as long as everybody is staffed. But when you're seeing hospitals close because there's not enough staff, when you're seeing kids fail and not be proficient, it's not working. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. you can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So while you know, I live in Southern Nevada, while we were still trying to learn of the aftermath and follow the police conferences of what was going on with the shooting, there was apparently another GOP debate. This is the fourth one. I think this is the fourth one. I got to see a little bit of it, but there was so much going on where I was at that we, you know, reaching out to family members and, you know, being there for support. It was, I didn't see the whole debate, but I saw a little bit of it. And I saw Chris Christie slam Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek said, apparently Vivek called Nikki Haley either by her first name or did something that was deemed inappropriate, but he said no, because she doesn't pronounce my name right. So this is a little side bet we have. And it looked like, I don't know if the candidates could be doing themselves more harm with some of these debates than not, as it's starting to look very obvious that Trump, who's skipping the debates, which I think is a very good move for him to skip the debates, and I think it's a good move for everybody involved because it allows us to see what the other contenders have to say and offer. But by the fourth one, they're already kind of saying the same things they've said before. And Trump is still soaring in the polls despite not, you know, being at these debates, which I think could only hurt him going to these debates. It might be entertaining, it might raise ratings, but he doesn't have to. He's doing well in the polls. If he wasn't doing well in the polls, yeah, he needs to get his message out and remind people of who he is. But the media did a fantastic job of keeping Trump on the minds of everybody because they keep bringing him up. And they keep going after him legally and all the other stuff. So he doesn't need to go on a debate stage. He could go and campaign. I think the Iowa caucuses are in about, 40 days? So, I think people are saying Nikki Haley won yesterday. Nikki Haley, I have to admit, has been holding her own. When it comes to who should be the GOP nominee, they're in a tough position because I think we have a lot of individuals who are, just like on the Democratic side, I think there's a lot of individuals who could actually do a good job for the Democrats, do a good job for the Republicans, but many individuals who are on the side of the GOP liked how Trump ran the country. They liked the border policy, they liked his foreign policy, they liked the economy before COVID. And so the GOP nominees have a tall order to show what they were able to do in their states. You know, DeSantis, he has a record of what he's done in Florida, and it wasn't the country like Trump did. I mean, it's really hard to run up against somebody who was president and a popular one, even though Trump is not the incumbent anymore. And so, if people say, well, that was Florida, I'm in Iowa, or I'm in Nevada, that doesn't help me. That causes DeSantis to struggle. And from what I'm hearing in some polls, he is now trailing Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, her kind of, electability is riding on, one, she seems to have more of the foreign policy edge. And because right now the world is going into possibly World War III, and America is being attacked, the American public need is somebody who is very, very strong on foreign policy. But they also need somebody who other countries will fear. Now, Nikki Haley, I think, is a good candidate. I just don't see her winning. And I think people who want these other countries to either back down or, Americans were taken to Gaza. I'm not saying we need boots on the ground, but here we have all this hemming and hawing. And, and yes, they're working with Israel to help get the hostages out. But the response from America is, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. We aren't even talking. We aren't even bringing up ceasefire. You release those hostages now, day one. And is that something Nikki Haley will do? Is that something Trump will do? And so Nikki Haley, being a female, it also helps in terms of if the Republican ticket doesn't want to look like an all-white man ticket. I just want whoever is, for any ticket, whether it's Democrat or Republican or our vice president, I just want somebody who is fit and who is qualified. Don't be saying, I'm going to bring on a female as my vice president like Biden did. Biden should have said, guys, I'm going to pick the best vice president. It's not based on race, not based on color, not based on creed. I'm going to pick the best vice president, out of all the applications, and when you see and all the candidates, and you will see who I pick. And then he ends up picking a woman. But instead, Biden wanted to get the credit, so he's like, guys, I am only going to pick a woman. Meaning he had to help us out by eliminating the thousands of other options to elevate us on the desk. I don't need that help. You know, so we don't want, the last thing we need is somebody saying, look, well, we got to pick a woman, so let's just pick a woman. No, pick who's good. Pick who will do the best job. Pick who has experience. Pick who has cojones. Pick somebody who is going to effectively manage that position. Some people think Nikki Haley could do the job, some don't. But again, she's up against Trump. And so, you know, when a candidate is trying to raise their popularity, but not isolate the GOP masses that support Trump, it's a difficult campaign. So kudos to all of them. You know, and bound-mouthing Trump doesn't make you win. Vivek Ramaswamy is trying to do the Trump ally angle, but he's ripping on everybody else. And the problem with him is he's green. And he's gotten himself into a mess and into some pickles on his foreign policy talking points. And even though he is trying to say, look, now, I can't be worrying about the other borders in Europe right now. We have to worry about America. We have to fix the border. We have to fix the border. In that, he might get some, shall we say, backing and support going, he wants to fix our border. Right? But that doesn't mean you're an isolationist. If America has to say, hey, guys, yeah, we got to tune all of you out. We're going to ignore everything else that's going on. We're just going to take care of America, America first. That's still not proper foreign policy because everybody realizes that we can't be an isolationist country while all this other stuff is happening. We make mistakes when we don't have our checks and balance, when we don't support our allies. And, you know, if Israel falls, and we lose our ally in Israel, if we lose Ukraine, if we lose countries that are dealing with enemies of America, they come for us. And we're not in a world where, well, we're isolated because of the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean. Now North Korea could hit us if they want to. So Vivek is starting to lose some of his swagger by getting caught looking like he's not supporting allies or he doesn't know his foreign policy. And again, he's a little green, and he's not so much green in being in public office and managing a state or managing a country. He's also green when it comes to the media. He has to understand that if he says something, he is going to be branded that. So saying you think the funding for Israel should not be a priority or whatever the heck he said, that's following him and being misquoted for the rest of his campaign. And so I don't think he's ready for prime time yet. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, on the Democratic side, I know people are asking for Newsom to run, Michelle Obama to run. Kamala Harris, I do not think will do well running for president. And if I could be devil's advocate for Kamala Harris, it's very, very hard to be vice president and shine. And I'm not saying that this is all Biden's fault. You know, maybe she really didn't do anything she was assigned to do. But, you know, I've worked in places where they say, Dahlia, we're going to have you in charge of this. So I'm like, all right, I'm hitting the ground running. And then within 5 seconds, they go, no. No, we're just saying you're in charge. I don't want you to fix it. And I'm like, no. Well, then don't say I'm in charge. Okay, if you're putting me in charge, then I'm not going to have crap happen on my name. So saying, oh, yeah, we're going to have Kamala Harris in charge of the border. If that was me, I would be at the border on a flight that night. Head down there, meet with all the Border Patrol, Customs, ask them what they needed. I would then say, all right, guys, this is what the border needs. This is what we're going to do. She's not allowed to overstep the president. So, of course, it looks like she's not doing anything. So she's has a tough position, too. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The man suspected of fatally shooting three people and wounding another at UNLV in Las Vegas yesterday was a professor who tried and failed to get a job at the school, according to a law enforcement official. That suspect was killed by law enforcement and has now been identified as 67-year-old Anthony Polito. The fourth and final GOP debate took place last night at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, with four candidates going at each other's policies and personalities. The Iowa Republican caucuses will now be held on January 15th, followed by New Hampshire primaries on the 23rd. Today, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, with ceremonies planned in New York City and, of course, at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. On Sunday, the USS Kearney shot down at least three Houthi drones. Corey Myers, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on this show, I talk about a lot of things. I talk about medicine. I talk about education. I talk about sports. I talk about love. I'm an expert on everything, except, yep, there's something I don't know. Maybe a couple things I don't know. But computers, IT, cybersecurity. I don't know. It's all Greek to me. So let's get somebody who does know. Dave Rounds is the CEO of NetEffect. He leads the industry in managed IT services. He is a guru who I know here in Las Vegas. He also is an author. His book, Breathe Easy, How Just One Cyber Attack Can Damage Your Business Beyond Repair, and What You Can Do Now to Stop It. So joining us next is Dave Rounds. Dave, thank you so much for joining us. We're so grateful.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. All right. So it's the holidays. And, you know, the first thing I think of is these scams that are, you know, happening with gift cards, with people's accounts. You know, talk to us about what you see and what you recommend people do.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, the big thing is the scams. You know, you most likely didn't win that free Tesla or that free gift card. That's right. You laugh about it, but it's, you know, whether it's personal or it's businesses, right now your email is flooded and inundated with all sorts of different scams out there. If you can put everything down into one group, it's social engineering. And that's really the biggest threat that individuals have and businesses have in their environment. And there's multiple types of them. There's phishing, there's spear phishing, there's vishing. That's a new one. I just heard about that recently. That's a new term that's been coined. You know, for example, the MGM hack comes down to vishing.
What's
they socially vishing? Engineered the help desk. Vishing is where they socially engineered the help desk. It didn't come through an email. Now, so most breaches into someone's life, like, you know, where they have identity theft, or most breaches that are happening into a business especially, come from some sort of email attack. And as opposed, actually 95% is the latest statistics of how breaches happen in businesses all come from an email that started, and they trick you into doing something or downloading something or doing entering credentials for something. So, but vishing is the old-fashioned way. It's impersonating somebody and pretending you're somebody else and convincing that person to give you information. And the latest information that I've seen out on, like the MGM hack, is they tricked the help desk into by using information from LinkedIn on a new employee and convinced the help desk to give them credentials. And
Whoa.
That's how they started it.
Wow.
So,
wow.
That stuff's happening. Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
You know, and Dave, you know, NetEffect, I know, trains and teaches companies, and it's amazing how people they think they can handle it themselves, and you really can't. When you have to train your staff, because it's a staff person that is sometimes the weak link into somebody's cybersecurity. Is that correct?
Well, I hate to correct you. It's not sometimes. Usually, it's most times, if not all the time. It ends up becoming the weekly. You know, like I said, 95% of all the incidents that you see out there are coming from some sort of staff member, usually by email, getting in. Very rarely are they hacking through the firewalls like the old days. So, yes, but it's not just training, Dahlia. There are, you know, NIST, which is part of the government, has a whole cybersecurity framework. And it focuses on about five different components. One is to identify what your critical information is and what your critical assets are, your sensitive assets, personally identifiable information for your employees or for yourself, and then figure out ways to protect by using different tools and how to detect, that's number three, you know, if something is actually going on inside, and then how do you respond to it and how do you recover from it? Like, both people and businesses need to worry about this. So it's funny because the people side of it, you hear of services like LifeLock or some other identity protection theft program. That's using those same concepts. Well, in businesses, businesses have to do it upon themselves. They have to spend time and work through the process of each one of those items to make sure they can handle it. But identify and then train their staff. And have their staff, both in regular employees and their IT employees, help to identify these things, help to protect the environment. And that comes with staff training. So it's a multi-layered approach, just like you were, if you're protecting the Federal Reserve, you have guards and gates and walls and alarms. You need the same thing for your business and cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Dave Brown, CEO of NetEffect. He was named Microsoft's Regional Influencer Partner of the Year and the Vegas Chamber's Entrepreneur of the Year just recently. That was great. Look at seeing Dave, seeing my fellow UNLV peep on magazine covers. Pretty admirable. But Dave, it's not easy, and these, I think a lot of businesses don't understand that they are taking on major liability. And so even though they have so much other stuff to worry about, healthcare coverage, payroll changes, laws, I think this has to come into focus, because I think a lot of people don't realize how vulnerable they are from a liability standpoint.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And there's all sorts of new guidelines going out there. You know, in Las Vegas, as well as communities all over the country, there's a lot of contractors or subcontractors doing work somehow related to the federal government or the Department of Defense, you know, either one or two or three levels away, if not directly. And they have a brand new compliance requirement out there called CMMC 2.0 that you must get compliant by, or else you're going to have a problem with your contracts. And the FTC just released new guidelines for all financial institutions, but guess what? Most CPA firms count as a financial institution under these guidelines. So, and it's not, doesn't, you don't have to be a contractor of some sort for the government or be a CPA firm or a law firm or something like that in order to have requirements like this. You have medical institutions that are HIPAA requirements, and if you're a large organization, you have SOX requirements, Sarbanes-Oxley requirements, and Graham's-Leach, and there's also European requirements. All of this is going on, and but they all basically boil down to is doing diligent work to protect yourself and protect the private confidential information of your employees and of your clients. And if you don't show that you're doing at least the basics and do everything you can in order to protect it within reason financially, that's where your liability comes in. And you absolutely have to have cyber liability insurance these days, or cyber fraud insurance.
Amen. Amen. Dave, in the last minute or so, tell us about the book you wrote.
So it's a book called Breathe Easy, and it's how one just attack, cyber attack, can damage your business beyond repair and what you can do now. And it really talks about all these things. It talks about the different ways that hackers or bad actors get into your business. It talks about how you can protect yourself, how you can identify your information you need to protect, how you can detect it, how you respond to it. So it goes through, in a very layman's term, some stories and some actual details and facts about how a business owner or business executive can take steps to protect themselves. And if we wouldn't be doing a great job if we didn't offer some free education to our clients and to our community and to anyone else who's looking for it. And there's also a way to get a copy of the book or sign up for a free cybersecurity or risk assessment as well.
I love it. I love it. Dave, give us your website one more time and how people can find you and how your team could help.
Absolutely. The website is neteffect.com. That's like net effect, like your bottom line, NETEFFECT.com. My name is David Rounds. You can look me up on LinkedIn, David B. Rounds, and find me there and connect to me, say hello. Love to talk to you. And, you know, my passion is helping business owners and individuals alike protect themselves and use technology to their competitive advantage and be a great entrepreneur.
Love it. And how can people find your book?
They can actually go on our website. It's neteffect.com/breatheeasy. There's actually a form on there. You'd be glad to fill it out, and we'll send you a free copy.
Wow. Dave, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back. God bless you. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And can't wait to have you back.
Yes, thank you very much for having me, and have a great holiday.
You too. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we don't talk a lot about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. You know, you can understand why we don't. You know, I've always had a place in my heart for Prince Harry because he lost his mom. But I think the drama that happened with the Royals and just the way it all went down during COVID and the, I always have a place in my heart for Harry, but when people were hurting during COVID, lost their businesses, lost their careers with the lockdowns, people losing their lives, that interview on Oprah talking about how some of the millions you have isn't enough and you should have gotten more, it just was bad timing. And I don't know if I blame Prince Harry or I blame his PR people, but whoever their PR people are, they're really messing up. And I've always said, when it comes to advancing in life and being successful, you always want to concentrate on the positive and not the negative. And so when you see someone like, you know, a couple like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle that have, where everything surrounding them has to be, well, how they were abused or discriminated against or, you know, all the negative with the crown, I would have done it a different way. You know, you could only badmouth so long and try to ride the fame and fortune from that. What you do instead, you know, and is, I mean, everybody loved it. And I do PR. I've had a marketing background and a PR background. So for me, this is something that I just I always have to comment on. Because I know we have a lot of people in the media, marketing, PR, you know, and that's everything. You want to be successful as a doctor. You want to be successful as a lawyer, as a business executive. You need to understand, you know, how to use marketing and PR, especially nowadays since you could be canceled so easily. But you had somebody like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle come to America, and they are still benefiting from the awe and the sympathy and the love from Princess Diana. And so you have Prince Harry and Meghan Markle coming to America, and I'm thinking, you know what? You know, they could be the Princess Diana 2.0 team, doing good, doing amazing things, and being positive about it. And so their statement saying, look, now, Will and Kate, they've got England covered. All right? We want to do good in multiple countries also. So we're going to let them do England. You know, we're going to kind of start raising our family, doing our own thing. We love everybody at home, but I think for us, U.S. might be a better match, and we're here to help and, you know, put us to work. Let us help, you know, make things better for people, homeless, etc., here in America. And just leave it at that. But instead, there's battles. There's books. There's Netflix. I tried to watch the Netflix. I had to shut it off after 2 minutes. It was nauseating. And it's not that I love the crown. It's, you know, I get these stories where you're a victim and you are beat up and you're traumatized and you're raped and you're stolen from and you've lost not only all your finances, but all your integrity, your health suffered, and you become a rags to riches story. You know, you'll garner sympathy, but being a multi-millionaire, being a little less of a millionaire, and not going to really get the sympathy card from a lot of people. So apparently the next fight or the next battle is his security. Now, Prince Harry, yeah, again, if he would have said, look, I'm a part of the royals, but I want to live in America, I want to do good. Now, that might have been a little sticky because I think the UK has to pay for the royal security. But instead, it was we're leaving. We are going to leave. We are going to be historic in this. The monarchy is outdated. This is what we're doing. Well, if you are going to leave, and their original, excuse was they wanted privacy. They didn't want to be in the public eye, which doesn't make sense because they're just always trying to be in the public eye now these days. I don't get it. But anyway, there's like, no, we're leaving. We're done. So we're separating. We're Brexiting. See ya. So then why should the UK pay for their security? Well, apparently the UK says that the UK is his home and claimed that he was forced to step back from royal duties and leave for the U.S., Now, maybe that did happen. I don't know. But that wasn't the story we were all told. We were all told that they're like, you know what? My wife deserves better. I don't want to raise my family this way. We're off. We're leaving. We want privacy. We want to do our own lives. But now they're saying, no, no, no. He was like ejected. The Duke of Sussex said his children cannot feel at home in Britain. And it is not possible to keep them safe. Now, I don't know about any nuances, but I have not heard of any attempts on their lives in England. Unless maybe after all the drama, people are mad. I hope not. I don't want anybody, you know, feeling like they have to flee and fight for their lives. But in a written witness statement prepared for his legal challenge against the Home Office over a change to his security arrangements when visiting the UK, which is taxpayer-funded armed protection, Harry said he and his wife had no option but to leave in 2020. So during this hearing, he said it was not a choice for him to stop being a full-time working member of the royal family. So the lawyer read a statement from the Duke saying it was with great sadness for both of us that my wife and I felt forced to step back from this role and leave the country in 2020. Now, you know, looking at the way the UK does things, there has been a lot of controversy over what the UK citizens pay in terms of Buckingham Palace, in terms of the royals, in terms of security. And there has been a symbiotic relationship between the two, but many people have questioned their relevancy in this day and age and tax money, especially when NHS is struggling. On the flip side, if the UK, if the monarchy is bringing in tourist dollars. And when I went to England, one of the first things I did was go to Buckingham Palace. If people are coming to England to see Buckingham Palace and to see the more traditional Westminster Abbey and the sites where, you know, Diana and Prince Charles got married and, you know, things like that, then that does bring in tourist dollars and it does make the UK money. I'm not here to debate that. But what I'm here to say is, you know, the pity party and the feel sorry for me sort of thing is starting to become less effective now that everybody's a victim, now that everybody has a story, now that to get into college or to get into medical school, you have to somehow, you know, in order to get ahead, have been a victim or have a story. Everybody needs a story these days. No one's going to admit that, but that's where we are right now. And so a rags to riches story is a lot more compelling than a riches to still rich story. And I get that they probably need security. And I get that it's really, really hard that when you are very, very wealthy to have to now struggle and figure out how you're going to have the funds to continue to have all the security. That's why a lot of these stars struggle, because now they're not making the money that they made in the 80s and 90s, which was still, you know, pennies on the dollar compared to inflation, and they can't have security all the time. So people are catching them going to the store, getting a Subway sandwich. They're getting bad pictures of them. No, if you aren't making millions upon millions and that money is still coming in, you're not going to have the security, the protection, the obscurity. And so, you know, there was a very short period of time where, you know, there were just a few victims and we did everything we could. Now that everybody's a victim, people are looking at Harry and Meghan going, look, yeah, I want to help you guys, but, you're doing okay. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.